Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. Stacey June here, Christy Mercer sunning herself sick somewhere across the country or the world. This is a summer sessions series, which is interviews or chats that we've had throughout the year that we are replaying for you to enjoy your holiday. Hope you've had a moment to appreciate and reflect on what you achieved in 2017. And as we move into a new year, I hope you're enjoying yourself and spending some time with loved ones. So let me get out of the way and let you get straight into the interview. Here's one of our faves. Welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod Channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer, and we both love walnuts.
Yeah, but tell everybody, this is a Pod Channel, different shows dropping every day. Today is an interview day where we will be joined by sexologist, sexuality coach, tantra practitioner and author Juliet Allen.
Oh, right. We haven't had a convo about sex in forever.
No, it's been a while.
Have we, my man?
But walnuts.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just eating a stir fry and I was like, fuck, I'm just putting walnuts on everything right now. Mm. And then you said to me, well, you can't be struggling that much financially if you're popping walnuts on everything.
They're $14
a bag. Because I'm stressed as fuck about
cash. Even when I was raking it in, I was like, Jesus, this is X-y.
Okay, and here's a little tip
for
y'all.
You go up to the supermarket and you're like, I'll spend $30. And then you buy things like walnuts. And it's half of $30.
If that's one of the ten, and you're rocking 50, yeah, it's like
you've got eight items. Yeah. One item's 15. You're fucked.
The only thing you've got left, you know what I mean? Like the only thing you can
$15. Cherry tomatoes are on sale. If they're on sale, and maybe the $2 rocket that goes off in a day.
And don't even talk to me about capsicums because they're very expensive at the moment.
Capsicum is a waste of space on this earth. I'm making a weird pepper.
Babes, I'm making stuffed peppers tonight for dinner with like minced lamb, etc. Planned it out. Anyway, back to the walnuts. This is my life at the moment.
Shit.
Okay, so
here's sound like a bad
here's
life.
Here's a
minced
hot,
lamb in capsicum.
Here's a hot tip for you. If you want walnuts on shit and you can't justify how expensive they are, my friends, go to the baking aisle of your supermarket where they have pine nuts and those kind of things. It is so much cheaper to buy the walnuts from that section of the supermarket.
Are we talking like they come out as crumbs though?
Yeah, they're crushed walnuts. They're like smaller bags. $2.80 I think they are.
Wow,
and that lasts me 1 week because I put them on porridge, stir fries, you know.
That's very good.
Everything. I put them on everything.
Okay, but are they literally, is it literally the consistency of
powder?
Sugar?
It's not powder. It's not powder. No, you can see here they're crumbed.
Oh, yeah. So that's not like, totally small.
That's like about, you know, say round
that,
it
is
up.
Is that a one? Is that one there?
Well, $3 worth. It's way better than a bag of $14.
I crush so mine that's anyway.
Exactly. That's the hot tip.
Okay.
So get to the baking section. And as you said, even if you're raking it in, you know, be cost effective.
Well, just be smart about your choices because you never know when you're going to get fired.
Are you allies?
If you haven't listened to a few of the interviews that we've dropped over the past couple of weeks, you probably need to get involved.
Seriously,
Rice, Jam Fran, Talitha Cummins, just to name a few. We've done big stuff on endometriosis. If you've got a friend that isn't sure their period pain is normal, get amongst that. And then earlier on in the year, we kicked it off with Jess Harris, Tanya Hennessy, and Melissa Ambrosini, and of course, Sophie Kashia, the young mummy. So many
different conversations.
So many cool chats.
But there is a through line. They're all just legit, very smart, talented, clever people. And
that
really genuine. That we're into.
Yeah, we're into.
There's nobody prodding us with a stick in the back going, you have to interview them.
No. We didn't get that too much, but we did occasionally get it. And then we'd record it and then never air it. I'd be like, fine, but we're never airing it. To keep some dumb fuck client happy.
So aggressive. No, but there's no client behind this because we have had Juliet Allen on this very, not this podcast channel, but the on an oldie app years ago.
We'll put it in the link. Yeah. Who knows what kind Who of knows? Sex conversation we were Far having out. Then versus now. Because what you'll find from this chat that we had with her, A, I think there's some form of the two of us growing up, and B, that when you think of a sex podcast or a podcast that is driven around the conversation of sexuality, and obviously Juliet's a sexologist, so you go, straight away go thinking positions and
physical.
Yeah. But actually I think you'll find that a lot of this chat is really driven and derived by emotions and where you are in yourself and how that actually really plays out in the bedroom if that's what you're looking for. We talk about connecting if you're single. We talk a lot about extending your sex kind of, I guess, space in couples.
And Juliet gives her indication of how you can actually suss whether somebody that you're with or seeing is in fact the one.
Yeah, that's a really,
I found that super interesting.
It's towards the end of the podcast. Yeah, so stick around for that. Listen to the chat. You can find Juliet at julietallen.com. She does do personal coaching sessions by Skype. And however, if it's you and your partner or yourself that want to kind of step into a new phase, I would highly recommend it. I've worked with a sexologist before and it totally changed not just my sex life, but my life. Mm. So definitely worth considering. And we hope that the stuff we got from this, you guys will enjoy. Juliet Allen, welcome to the Thinker Girls Pod channel.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
As we've mentioned, you know, you're a sexologist, a sexuality coach. People can approach you. You obviously have your own clients, a tantra practitioner, an author. You do your own podcast as well. And so running your own business, running your own race, particularly in, I suppose, a field that isn't commercially accepted, let's face it. And when I say commercially, I mean across the kind of big McDonald's of versions of the world. Have you had these moments where you've kind of really properly asked yourself, is this the smartest move for me?
Only early on in the piece when I decided to like jump in the deep end and I guess brand myself as a sexologist and then just begin working solely in this area. I definitely had like doubts because I was starting my own business and I didn't know whether it was going to work or whether people were going to want to come and see me, etc. So definitely a lot of doubts at the start, but in general I found that I haven't come up against anyone who challenges me in what I'm doing in any way.
You were doing a bit of work with Durex, right? Around like chicks and why there's, you know, I know this is not a new concept, why lots of women, you know, and this is a generalization, but lots of women aren't carrying around condoms or protection when it comes to especially casual sex. Why is this? Or what are the reasons that women aren't kind of, you know, whipping out a condom and, you know, from their pocket or their wallet when it comes to, you know, after a date or someone that they go to sleep with? Do you think that's slowly changing?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changing. I think way more women these days have the confidence to carry condoms with them. And I think in general, women are feeling more empowered sexually. So within sexual empowerment comes looking after ourselves, like our sexual health too. And that means that we do need to take responsibility for the condoms if we're having casual sex, definitely.
I was watching this tarot, this reader talk about the year 2018, and she was talking about how there's this real influx of feminine energy and this real kind of demand for us to start, I guess, really honing in on not just that side of ourselves as women, but there being a real demand for men and women to really pay attention to this part of the world and ourselves. Mm. Do you find trends happen because of, you know, I guess, things that we can't see, i.e. the stars, i.e. the way that the planet orbits, the way that the moon is? Do you see trends in your clients that come in that you think, okay, that's definitely got to be in the air, so to say, when it comes to sex in particular? Yeah,
I'm not looking at patterns with clients in regards to astrology and what's happening with the planet. But I definitely do see themes with clients. Like, I'll go through a big stage of, for example, having like couples who are divorcing, or then I'll go through a stage of like women who are unable to experience orgasm. And it's like people come in waves and they're all experiencing the same thing. But what I've found more so is that it's more linked to where I'm at in my life. So
that's so interesting.
Yeah, like when I was in a relationship with a woman, which I'm no longer in, but I was getting heaps of women who were in relationship with women. And then when I was going through that breakup, I was getting all these people being like, I'm going through a breakup, I need help. And I'm like, okie dokie, come on the ride with me, because I just went through it. You know, like it's like whatever I'm going through, yeah.
But it is that saying of, like, you know, teaching somebody what you need to learn yourself, like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, you know, maybe that has something to do with it too, like the lessons that you're learning yourself in your own life, you're then passing on and in a way teaching yourself as you teach other people.
Or they're teaching you about yourself.
Yeah, or vice versa. Mm.
Yeah, I think we teach what we need to learn most, definitely. So, I think that's part of it. And then just energetically, there must be something that happens with people are drawn to different practitioners for different things, and they can feel into what you're going through. So they're like, you know, shamanically kind of drawn to you in a way.
What would you say would be the trend, or I guess a bit of a theme that you've felt within yourself and your clients over the past couple months?
I'm definitely getting heaps of couples who want to like increase intimacy in their relationship. Lots of long-term couples who are at like a crossroads and are wondering how to spice things up.
I think so many people have gotten to a point where they may not have felt like they've got to a dead end, but they don't know where to go. So you've had spicy sex on what your equivalent of it is, and your ability to understand and comprehend with the very limited sources of material we have. What kind of is the first step that you would give couples that they have a fairly, you know, healthy happening sex life, but they want to go deeper, that it now is, you know, surface level, they feel like they've clocked? And how do they introduce Tantra as a beginning point?
Oh, yeah, good question. Everybody has a different definition of Tantra, but my definition is more choosing with awareness what brings joy into our life. So it's not just about choosing the right lover or choosing the right friends. It's about, like, everyday choices that we make that can bring more joy, more pleasure, and really, like, bring us into living our truth. So that's like the bigger picture of Tantra. And what I personally got from Tantra is that I have really great connections and intimacy with everybody in my life, like not just my partner, but my daughter, my family, my friends. And it's about presence, and it's about like our own inner union. So coming back to ourselves, rather than reaching out to others to fill us up, it's like, how can we integrate our inner masculine and feminine energy within ourselves so that we just feel completely whole and then can relate with people from that place? And a really practical thing that couples can do is like an eye gazing exercise, which is where you literally, and I do this in my workshops.
Ben do this to me.
Oh my God, have you done this in the past?
Well, I don't think I really realize. It's like me with everything. I don't realize that it's something, like it comes under Tantra. But I've just always thought it's just important to push through that giggle,
the
uncomfortable orkiness. Part.
Yeah. Okay, so the eye gazing exercise, you look into each other's eyes.
Yeah, you literally just sit across from each other and just sit with each other and look into each other's eyes. It sounds a bit hippie. Like, I totally get it. It sounds a bit like, oh, you know, a bit hippie. But it's so powerful, because often we're just not present with each other enough to even be, like, having much eye contact in the day. But when we sit down and just sit with whatever's there, whether that's emotion, whether you're sad or happy or angry, but just sit with each other and not judge each other and just see what you know, what's present, that brings us closer and more intimate. And that's a practice that, you know, couples can do before lovemaking. It could lead into lovemaking. It could not. It's not about the sex. However, it is a great practice to do as leading into sex.
I think it's interesting because when I asked you the question originally about what's the place that you can go or the beginnings of going deeper and maybe using Tantra as a door into that part of your relationship, I think so many people would assume that you were going to come out and say, now you'll need a swing and you need, you know what I mean? Like
handcuffs
and a fluffy feather boa. Interesting. A lot of the time I think we jump straight to the physical and so much of it, right, is the emotional connection. Like think about how much of the majority of women, or no, if just people, are closing their eyes during sex.
Oh, it's the most powerful thing ever to like have full on eye lock as you're having sex.
Are there other things during intercourse that you feel like turning off the lights or closing your eyes or things that people are doing in their day-to-day routines that are actually making them more disconnected than connected?
Yeah, definitely. One thing that's really happening at the moment and is a really big problem for a lot of people is the connection that we have with our phones and with social media and the fact that we're consistently checking our phones for social, for emails. We're always connected to something outside of ourselves. And then because we're so wired from just looking at a screen all day and into the night, then if we're getting into bed at nighttime, lots of couples are scrolling in bed on their phone, which is like the biggest no-no, especially if you want to be experiencing more intimacy and more sex. And then waking up and looking at their screen straight away. So that's going to cancel out morning sex if you're just instantly replying to text.
Which is looking the best.
Yeah. It's interesting because I saw something that you put on your, because you do a podcast called The Authentic Sex Podcast, which I want to ask you about the word authentic around sex in a sec. But there's something that you put up recently around the way you do sex is the way you do life. And it's interesting you just saying that when we're disconnected, we're scrolling, we're not really present, how that is so interconnected with the way we are physically with our partners or, you know, casual partners, whatever. Because it made me think straight away when I read that, I was like, well, how do I do life? You know, I was like, oh, it made me ask those questions. And I was like, well, I'm curious. I guess I'm a bit random, like I'm late sometimes. But
all the time.
So I suppose like that is reframing and looking at sex as part of your personality, as part of who you are, not this like
action.
Not as this thing that is separate to who you are. Not, you know, if you're an incredibly uptight kind of person, that then maybe that kind of translates to all areas of your life, including sex, which is not something that, I mean, it makes sense, but I've never really heard it put so simply and make so much sense.
I definitely think that we have different like our personality is linked to how we are in the bedroom. It's all one. Like our sexual energy is in our body all day. It's cycling in our body since we were born or since before we were born. And so it's a big part of us. And definitely, like, you know, you said, we can kind of put it to the side and be like, but that's what I'm like in the bedroom and I'm different. And in some ways, people can be different to what they're like in real life, but it's just something that they've pushed down.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I have been thinking recently about this question around the one. Is there the one? And I'm interested in that conversation and how that relates physically and to sex. Because I don't know, to be honest. I think I'm in a place where maybe there's the one for a particular time, and I think maybe I was with the one for the time that I was supposed to be. But I wonder, like, can you find the one if you believe in that or whatever, and you feel this kind of deep soul connection, but then physically they're not the one, and then how you kind of, can balance the two?
Oh, yeah, that's a big question. Yeah, the one's an interesting one. I've always thought there isn't such thing as the one. I've always thought, like, kind of like you said, there's a one for different times in your life and, like, different soulmates and all that. And so your question was, if you feel like you have a really big emotional connection but not a physical connection, did you say?
Yeah, like in one, like we were talking about earlier, how everything's kind of connected, how you can have somebody that's the one in a lot of areas but then maybe not the one
basis. Would also mean that's the one in your definition, because, like, if I didn't have both of those things, I would not even be classifying them as the one or even anywhere near a one category. I mean, friendships and things are different, but I'm talking from an intimacy relationship perspective. For me, I guess it's just different depending on what your boundaries or what you're happy to accept as the one, right?
Yeah, I've got the best, though, way of finding out if the person's at least the one for this time or somebody.
Holy shit,
magic formula.
This is a very big thing. Like, what a statement.
Well, I'll just explain it. This is a tantric philosophy. So we have, as individuals, we have four centers in our body. We have our sex center, which is located at our genitals. We have, so put your hands on your genitals if you're listening.
I just need a cross.
Yeah, I've got it now. Yep.
Okay.
The skirt's got your a bit of a ruffle. Tummy. So not right in there. Hang on, I'll go up the skirt. There we go.
Get in there, Stace.
Yep.
The next center is your tummy, like, and your womb.
Okay.
And that's where you'll have your intuition or, like, your inner knowing.
Like, people call it your gut kind
of
vibe.
Your gut feeling, right?
Yeah. Your next center, third center, is at your heart, and that's, like, the heart connection that you feel with people, and you feel that with family, friends, the random who works at the coffee shop. It doesn't matter. It's like, it can be anybody. Heart center. And then your head, which is like the voice inside your head who rationalizes, who, you know, is like, oh, maybe he is for me, maybe he isn't, but he's got a good job. Oh, he, you know, all this shit that goes on inside our head.
So we're touching all of these spots to connect. Yeah.
I've only got two hands.
Yeah. So there's sex center, which is your sex, like that pull that you have towards someone sexually, the big yes that you have to them, or the no. Then there's your tummy, which is your intuition, your heart, and your head. And so what you ultimately want with somebody who you choose as a partner who you're going to commit to is four yeses at the four centers. So yes at your sex center, which is like a definite yes, like, I want to sleep with you and I'm really attracted to you. Then you want your intuition to be like, yep, this person's the right person for me. Then you want to have a really,
and you've
got
to be honest
connection
about that too, because I feel like sometimes your intuition, if you're not in a place, you know, your intuition and your mind can really fuck each other up.
Yeah.
We really need to trust our intuition, because it's always right. In my experience, it's always right. And I've tried to go against it in the past and been like, my head's been like, no, but they're perfect for you. And, like, let go of all the expectations. But really, my gut the whole time was like, this is not right. This is not right.
Yeah.
So I find, like, from working with couples and singles and everybody, that the relationships where both people have a yes at all four centers, they're the ones that are often the healthiest, the happiest, and they last the longest.
Oh, that's the best. I looked over at Stace and she was giving me a thumbs up. So obviously there's four connection points.
I was thinking about that for my own relationship. I think as well, like, you develop those understandings of the, if it feels right for those four different chakras or components at different times. You know, like, you kind of have these moments where your intuition or your gut's like, oh my God, there's something about that person. Mm. And then your heart, you start to fall in love and your heart kind of opens, and then you have sex and there's like this incredible connection. And then your head's like, oh my God, they're a great choice. Like, they offer the same things that I want. You know, we both want family, all this stuff. So it's interesting. And I think that's what is actually quite an interesting thing of how intense that first year of a relationship can be, because you are kind of asking all four of those components whether it's a yes or no. So it's not always and I've spoken about on this podcast that it's not all easy, because you're kind of, you know, there's all different, those four different components, when you put it like that, it's one person, but they're four pretty heavy players.
I think it's how deeply you know yourself as well, like all of the self-work and getting to know who you are, the way your mind works, you know, the more of that stuff you can do to be more in touch with yourself, the clearer this stuff will be too.
Juliet, we want to ask you a question from our posse. Joanne has a question around porn and her relationship with it, which I think is really one of these underlying conversations that I think is not being had. Would you mind sticking around and answering a few questions that she has for you?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah,
brilliant.
I can do that.
Thank you so much, Juliet. It's been a dream.
Oh, as always. I love that, how different that was, I reckon, to, I don't know, the conversations around sex that we've had in the past.
Mm.
I think it's a really important thing to realize, especially for chicks.
Yeah.
I think there is that, as we spoke about, this real barrier between only seeing sex as a physical thing and then going, why can't I connect to someone on an emotional level?
I think as well, to also not feeling alone. Mm. I think a lot of us look outside and go, oh, look at that girl. She's so sexually confident and you think that it's all physical. But I think a lot of us are very similar in the fact that emotional is what drives us to intimate sex. So I think hopefully from this podcast you get a little bit more of, I'm not alone here. Yep. These are the things that make me turned on, and a lot of women are with you.
So cool. If you like this podcast, rate and review it. It'll take a couple of seconds, and you can even, you know, tag a mate or send it to somebody that you're close with, to not just send it to them for them, but also open up a conversation between you guys, because it's important to talk about this stuff as we figured out and it not be a taboo or risque conversation.
Well, it's like how we talk about race and feminism on this show. Don't be a bystander. It might not be that you need to be a Clementine Ford and write every single day about this particular topic, or, you know, necessarily at protests every week. But you can just talk to a mate or just expand the conversation, rather than it being this kind of private secret that you have within yourself. So we encourage that. And of course, we encourage you to always be sharing our show. We really, really appreciate so many of you newly jumping on board.
Yes, hello to all of the newbies. You've got your work cut out for you, because there's a lot of episodes for you to go back and listen to. Even our oldie eps too, is over hundreds.
By the sounds of it, a lot of you have done that. Yeah. So I like to think that we are a little bit like heroin, you know, like you really get one hit and you're just back for more. Anyway.
If there's ever a compliment, it's that.
Yeah.
You guys, be as addictive as
crack.
You guys are my crack cocaine. That's nice.
We are, as in. We are. Well, it's better than being on the other end, wouldn't it? That's terrific. Tomorrow's Posse Podcast, Juliet joins us again. And until then, bye-bye.
Ciao.
Posse, did you know that Christy and I are regulars on Sunrise?
Yeah, girl. It's the best. And we bring you guys along with us, our posse, every single week just by joining our Insta story.
Yes. From the taxi ride there to the makeup chair and selfies with other amazing, talented Sunrise guests, we share it all.
Yeah. Make sure you head to the Thinker Girls on Insta and check out the updates every single Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll catch you there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.